Reformed Devotion number 12 of 365. Remember This When You Stand Alone by J.C. Ryle. For even his brothers did not believe in him. John chapter 7, verse 5. We should observe in this passage the desperate hardness and unbelief of human nature. We are told that even our Lord's brethren did not believe in him. Holy and harmless and blameless as he was in life, some of his nearest relatives, according to the flesh, did not receive him as the Messiah. It was bad enough that his own people, the Jews, sought to kill him, but it was even worse that his brethren did not believe. That great scriptural doctrine, man's need of preventing and converting grace, stands out here as if written with a sunbeam. It becomes all who question that doctrine to look at this passage and consider. Let them observe that seeing Christ's miracles, hearing Christ's teaching, living in Christ's own company were not enough to make men believers. The mere possession of spiritual privileges never yet made anyone a Christian. All is useless without the effectual and applying work of God the Holy Spirit. No wonder that our Lord said in another place, "No man can come to me except the Father who has sent me draw him." John 6:44. The true servants of Christ in every age will do well to remember this. They are often surprised and troubled to find that in religion they stand alone. They are apt to fancy that it must be their own fault that all around them are not converted like themselves. They are ready to blame themselves because their families remain worldly and unbelieving. But let them look at the verse before us. In our Lord Jesus Christ there was no fault either in temper, word, or deed. Yet even Christ's own brethren did not believe in him. Our blessed Master has truly learned by experience how to sympathize with all his people who stand alone. This is a thought full of sweet, pleasant, and unspeakable comfort. He knows the heart of every isolated believer and can be touched with the feeling of his trials. He has drunk this bitter cup. He has passed through this fire. Let all who are fainting and cast down because brothers and sisters despise their religion turn to Christ for comfort and pour out their hearts before him. He has suffered himself being tempted in this way, and he can help as well as feel. Hebrews 2:18.